Walk along any street market in San Francisco, and you could meet someone like Wanda Wenner, a street artist selling handmade jewelry. She measures her business success by how much longer she's able to remain in her apartment.
1 month away from being homeless at any moment. If I don't come up with the rent at the end of this month, I'm not there anymore.
She's been working as an artist in the city for 11 years, but she says it's getting to be impossible to afford rising rents on a street artist's income.
Well, let's say in 1995, they had 1,200 street artists, and now they have 200.
The only reason she hangs on is because she's in a rent-controlled apartment.
Oh, I'm gonna die there, I think.
Walk along a little further on the street, passing other artists rolling paints onto prints and canvases, you might meet Mike Addario.
This one I just did about a month ago, so that's the new Salesforce Tower.
He's a photographer, once published in National Geographic. He sold his prints, big, bright city landscapes, to people in the city for 31 years. It's hard for him to imagine his city without its artists.
I think the city would look grayer. I think it would be boring. I see it sometimes when I come down and look on the street and put my prints down or put my prints up, all of a sudden this color comes alive.
Some say losing that color could be bad not just for the artists, but for the city as a whole.
You want to live in San Francisco because San Francisco is cool. And the reason San Francisco is cool is because of the sheer amount of art and culture that's going on.
That's Owen Levin, director of finances at the Community Arts Stabilization Trust, a nonprofit connecting artists to affordable workspaces. He doesn't want to imagine an artless San Francisco either.
I can see a city that's much poorer in terms of its cultural interest.
Despite the challenge, artists like Wenner say the city and its artists are resilient.
And I'm an artist no matter what.
Dolores Hinckley for the Hearst Journalism Awards.